What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for What's Up this week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And this is our super short episode where all week long we get in questions, we get in work questions, we get in absolutely ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit one, just go to jayschwedelson.com. There is a button that says podcast, another one that says ask us anything. And that's how we do this. So before we get to the ridiculous question, let's do the work question first. We got a question from Avery from Manhattan. Manhattan, what's going on there? You know what? I just saw on Broadway that there is a Stranger Things Broadway show. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, is that really necessary? Can we come up with any other ideas besides like Stranger Things on Broadway? Although I did also see they're coming out with Dirty Dancing, the musical, soon. That I will totally would want to see. How awesome would that be? That sounds like fun. Anyway, I'm off topic. Avery, what do you got? Jay, we need to amp up our pipeline fast. Any tricks up your sleeve to get some new opportunities for our biz? Well, that is a loaded big question. So let me see what I got for you. I got two things. One thing is an instant winner, which I've been sleeping on. The other one's going to be about Prime Day. And I know all you B2B folks out there are going to be like, Prime Day? That has nothing to do with me, but that's just not true. So before we get to the Prime Day stuff, let me tell you about this thing I've been sleeping on, which I'm annoyed with myself about. So with one of our clients, we just did this webinar. And the webinar was called Should I Switch Email Platforms? Five Truths and Myths. And this client of ours happened to be a SaaS company that sells, you know, it's an email platform. Now, what is the thing I've been sleeping on? The thing I've been sleeping on and why this was so successful is that when you make your offer an intent signal, then everybody who registers for that thing, whether it's business or consumer, and I'll give you examples, they want the thing that you sell. Instead of just making it slightly generic, like here's the outlook for whatever, here's some new trends for whatever, when you actually make it, so that's an intent signal. So for example, in this case, you know, if they're selling email software and the name of the webinar title is Should I Switch Email Platforms? It's obvious that everybody that's attending that thing, whether it's right now or 6 months or whatever, is not particularly in love with the platform that they're using. So let's say if you're a business marketer, how could you do this? And you don't just do it with webinars. You could do this with content downloads and anything like that. And I'll give you some consumer ones in a second. But on the B2B side, what if you had a free worksheet that said, you know, audit my stack, like your tech stack or whatever, and you sold tools related to that, but audit my stack worksheet, instantly, you know, anybody that is downloading that thing, registering for that thing, they're not happy with what's going on, right? Or how about you issue the state of the market, the 2025 vendor comparison. Instantly, you know that if somebody's looking to compare vendors, that they're not thrilled. Or how about top 10 RFP questions when choosing a new blah, blah, blah vendor. When you do the top 10 RFP questions for choosing a new blah, blah, blah vendor, I don't care if you get 4 downloads or it's a webinar and you get 5 registrants. These people are way down there in the pipeline. And on the consumer side, you could play the same game, right? What if you sell, you know, appliances or furniture and you do something like trade-in calculator, right? You make a little calculator. People could put in, oh, I have a couch from 2015. It's black, it's leather, it's whatever. Instantly, you know, that person's primed for an offer on a new couch. Or how about, you know, best option for me, style finder tool, could be for eyewear, skincare, whatever. Or a simple one is, you know, get people signed up for a VIP wait list for, you know, athletic leisure clothing, whatever that is. Because if they sign up for the VIP wait list for that particular category, you know, that is a signal they want that thing. So this idea of making your offer an intent signal, I'm sleeping on that. I'm a doofus, but I'm going to go down that rabbit hole because it's great. Now, let's get to the Prime Day stuff before we have the ridiculous question. So Prime Day, that's the Amazon shopping period. And this time around, it's July 8th through 11th. This is the longest Prime Day period ever. It's going to be in over 26 countries. And you're like, well, who cares? I'm going to tell you why it matters. It actually lifts all marketing, business marketing and consumer marketing during those days of Prime Day, because everybody whether you realize or not, is in a little bit higher of a shopping mode. There was this study that came out from RetailMeNot that surveyed U.S. adults, and it found 84% of U.S. shoppers surveyed said they plan to participate in some way in Prime Day. Now you're like, well, who cares? I'm not selling myself on Amazon. You don't need to. What you want to do is realize that people are in their business inboxes, in their consumer inboxes, and they're looking for stuff, and they have a different mindset. And so what we see is that any marketing unrelated to selling on Amazon lifts performance. So business-to-business emails that mention Prime in their subject lines, for example, during those four-day period of Prime Day, actually see an increased open rate over 15%. On the consumer side, it's over 20%. So what does that look like? So if you're a B2B marketer during that July 8th through 11th period, and you do subject lines like this, you know, prime your marketing, prime yourself for Q4, prime your funnel like a pro, Prime Days for shopping, this is for scaling. You won't find this on Prime Day. That's on the B2B side. On the consumer side, you could do things like prime your self-care. Prime Day is cute. This is better. Anything so you can participate in Prime Day allows your marketing to win. Now you're like, this is a gimmick. This is cheesy. This is ridiculous. This is how you win in marketing. Prime Day has become a cultural event. It just has. You know, it's like the Super Bowl. B2B marketers and consumer marketers, they market around the Super Bowl, even though they don't care what team is playing, because it becomes a cultural event. And that is exactly what Prime Day has become. So as a marketer, if you're not trying to tie into this a little bit and tie into the mindset of where people are at, I think that you're missing a major opportunity. All right, so let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. We have a ridiculous question. We have a question from Jenny from Sarasota. All right, Jay, here we go. What do you got? Jenny, what do you got? I don't know what I got. Jay, my mind was just blown by a friend of mine, and I need to know if I'm alone in thinking some of these were true, because I did. Do you believe these are true? By the way, they're all not true. Okay, I'm reading these for the first time. Do I believe that these things are true? Okay. Jay, if I swallow gum, is it actually going to stay in my body for 7 years? You know, when I was little, I definitely believed that. And it's not that I've looked this up. I just would find that completely disgusting. I also haven't swallowed gum in probably a really long time. But I'm going to go with, I don't believe that's true. I used to believe that's true. All right. What about cracking your knuckles? My aunt says I'm going to end up with arthritis by 40, but I heard this is not actually true. I would have said that that is true. So if that's not true, I'm very happy to hear that. I try not to crack my knuckles, but I do. And every time I do, if my wife hears me, she's like, don't do that. So I think it's true, but maybe it's not true. Okay. All right. Bulls charge at red. That's why they always use the red capes. This is actually not true. I knew that because I remember recently somebody told me that bulls are colorblind. I learned that. So I now I know that's not true. If you touch a frog, you're going to get warts. I don't know. I don't really touch frogs. I don't think I'm going to get a wart if I touch a frog. Is that really a big deal? I don't know. I mean, I don't hang out with frogs, so I don't know. That you eat 8 spiders in your sleep over your lifetime. I do believe that is true. So if that's not true, I'm very excited that's not true. It's actually completely disgusting to even think that something crawls in your mouth while you're sleeping. Side note, I tried that mouth tape stuff where you like tape your mouth when you go to sleep to try to get a better night's sleep. Dude, that is wild stuff. I thought I was going to die in the middle of the night. I tried different ones. Some of them are better than others, but it's hard to do. Anyway, side note, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can go on Amazon, look up mouth tape. It is the most wild thing to try to improve your sleep. I got to try it again because it went sideways for me. It just did. I ripped off in the middle of the night. I thought I was going to drop over, whatever. Who cares? All right, the last one. If you pee in the pool, it will turn purple around you in some pools. Well, first off, of course, everybody believed that when they were a kid. Who are you if you didn't believe that when you were a kid? I don't believe it anymore. But more importantly, can we not do that? Can we just not do that? Can we not test it out? Can we solve for that right here, right now, and be like, listen, we're going to assume there is purple stuff in every pool. Why don't we just do that and then get out of the pool? Stop being a clown. You're disgusting. This is my PSA. I don't know what we just talked about as usual. I appreciate you being here. You rock. Hey, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, drop me a connection request. Let's hang out there. All right, later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.